Show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad, getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 22 April 2022. What a difference a year makes. Given the ongoing Twitter, shall we say, negotiation, we thought we'd pay a visit to the Cosmic Logic Wayback Machine, also known as the Archives. Yes, radio, like the internet, is forever. By the way, if you listen carefully, as in listening between the lines, you will know precisely why the knives are out. Twitter to make it more difficult for users to send mean tweets. 5th of May. Twitter announced that it's launching new prompts for tweets that are mean or hurtful to encourage users to think twice before posting them. The effort signals the latest effort by the social media giant to decrease certain content they say users don't want to see. The platform said it was introducing prompts asking users to, quote, pause and reconsider a potentially harmful or offensive reply before they hit send. People come to Twitter to talk about what's happening, and sometimes conversations about things we care about can get intense, and people say things in the moment they might regret later, Twitter said in a press release. An example of such a prompt includes, "Want to review this before tweeting?" Twitter users will then have three options in response to the new prompt. They can post the tweet as it is, edit it, or delete it. The San Francisco-based company began testing the prompts a year ago and is now pushing them out across the platform. During the testing phase, Twitter said the prompts resulted in 34% of people revising their initial reply or not replying at all. Furthermore, after being prompted once, people composed, on average, 11% fewer offensive replies. Twitter says it will continue to create more prompts and tools on its platform to encourage more meaningful conversations. Meanwhile, out in the real world, worth a mention, Texas lifted their mask mandate 2 months ago. They were ridiculed and criticized. Now they have zero COVID deaths for the first time in 14 months. Prince Andrew was removed from almost 50 patronages as charities rushed to distance themselves from him over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. And it emerged that the AP knew Hamas was operating out of their now-destroyed shared building in Gaza as far back as 2014.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.